Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. So welcome. It's been a couple weeks, but we are refreshed and happy to be back with you guys and talk a little bit on mindset as, you know, we go through 75 hard and everything. And we are having our final update next week when 75 hard is done. Correct. So we are going to chat about that with you guys. But today we're going to kind of talk about mindset and how that's been going hand in hand with our 75 hard journey.
Yeah. So I can get it started. I obviously, like, I listen to podcasts and stuff like that when I'm, like, sometimes on walks, sometimes just instead of music, when I'm cleaning and stuff. And there was a podcast that I listened to from Leo from Aware and Aggravated. Love him. If you like a little bit like tough love, I highly suggest listening to him. He's great. But he basically kind of went and was talking about how he basically entirely was defeated. He felt useless. He felt worthless in any way, shape, or form. And he had to pull himself out because he realized, like, no one's going to do this shit for me.
Yep.
I have to get out of this. And obviously, not that I was feeling necessarily worthless or all that stuff, but genuinely going through, like, 75 hard, like, it is hard to do balance that plus life plus other things that are going on in every day-to-day stuff. And I was like, oh, I resonate with where he's at right now. And this last Sunday, he put out an episode talking about his mindset shift, and it was mind-blowing because I had already started thinking in this way, but then him saying it again was just, like, very, very much just like, okay, it does kind of fucking work. And he even said in the podcast, he's like, I haven't been doing this long enough to confidently say, like, it is a skill that works. But he's like, right now it's working for me. And that is basically just, like, doing the task that you feel the most, like, not motivation necessarily, but if you feel like you can complete this task, do it. If you feel like it is pulling fucking teeth to do that right now, maybe do one that doesn't feel so crazy. Obviously, there's certain things you're going to have to fucking do whether you like it or not, especially in 75 hard. Not all the time is it nice to go out on a fucking walk. When it's snowing in a blizzard, like, it's not necessarily ideal. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know it's going to get done, but sometimes I don't want to do it right then and there. Sometimes I want to wait a little bit. Sometimes I'd rather do something else. Not only am I doing the challenges of 75 hard, I still have to be a human and clean my house. I still go to work and work 40 hours a week. I actually work over 40 hours a week because I work on the weekends too. Just like things like that, I have to still do it. It's not that I'm not completing it. I just realized that I need to be slower about it. I've been moving a lot, like, slower with it. I am trying to enjoy the parts that I really, really want to enjoy and trying to find the joy in things I don't like doing. So even when it is a blizzard or fucking cold, I am attempting to still enjoy, like, the outside walks and things like that. But at the same time, like, I don't like fucking cleaning either. My fucking sink was fucking clogged this week, and I had to, literally, it was, me and that sink went to war for a little bit, to be honest. But I had to get it done, because I knew that once I did get it done, I was gonna be so relieved, and actually get all my other stuff done, that everything was just gonna, like, fall into play.
Correct.
But I had I didn't have, like, motivation, quote unquote, but I knew that this task, if I get this done now, all my other tasks will be so much easier.
Correct.
This is what I feel like I need to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, when I woke up late because I went to bed late, obviously, from work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like, Jen and I, we have to podcast today. I know we have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do it. I want to do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but how do I prepare myself enough to get there? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, well, to get this done faster and to get it like over with, I could just make oatmeal for breakfast instead. I was like, Cassie, oatmeal is like a quick, easy breakfast for the weekdays. Like, the weekends is when you want to actually have a real breakfast. So I wanted to make myself eggs. I wanted to make myself like hash browns, or, well, breakfast potatoes is what I ended up making. I wanted to have my bacon. I wanted to have like a nice big, like a breakfast I don't normally have.
Yeah.
So I told myself, nope, we're going to relax. We're going to enjoy this little cooking process. And in the meantime, because I was like so calm and so like willing to just do it and like took the time, like, no, this is what I want. I ended up also cutting all my peppers. So I prepped that already. I'm done. Yeah. They're all cut. They're all in a container. They're ready for the rest of the week. So I can just easily throw them in any meals. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I also want to sit down and actually eat this breakfast. Like, I want to, like, we've all rushed through breakfast. We've all rushed through lunch. We've all rushed through our dinner. Like, sometimes you just eat that shit. You barely fucking taste it.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I want my day to be slow. I want it, like, it's raining here. It's just like a nice little rainy day. I just want to just relax and just like be calm through all of it. And I genuinely was like, how can I eat this breakfast?
Yeah.
Be calm and be still, like, and eat, actually enjoy it.
For sure.
But also make sure I have enough time to get this podcast done, because obviously I want to FaceTime my boyfriend later.
Absolutely.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I'll just eat it at Jenna's, because I know that we're going to talk beforehand.
We're going to yap for like 30, 40 minutes, which we did.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But I love, like, it's what we do, which is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. If we wouldn't be able to do a podcast if we didn't get to like yap for a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah.
And so I was like, nope, we're going to just put this in a container and we're going to come and eat breakfast over at Jenna's. Like, I think it's really interesting, because I never have, like, it's truly putting myself and my emotions first in a way where I still get all of the necessary things done and completed, but I'm so calm doing it. I don't think I've ever been able to confidently say I've been this calm.
I
have so much stressful shit going on.
Well,
with like applying for jobs and stuff, like, it's all stressful stuff, but I'm also like, I took my stress and I like full, I genuinely don't have a stress with it. I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess, yes, part of it is with the book that I have been reading, which is what the book Jenna's rereading, the Let Them Theory
by Mel Robbins.
But also the book before that I was reading was also kind of like, also like trying to like put yourself first and things like that too. I think that both of them back to back was an amazing decision on my part.
You're like, wow.
Like,
wow,
I really,
applause for yourself.
I really aligned that real nice.
That's awesome.
Because I basically was told all these things that I should do to like create the connection back with myself, how to like love myself back, like trust myself again, like all those things, like through everything, you know? And then the Let Them Theory is basically allowing truly you to focus on yourself, because you're not letting other people influence your decisions. Mm-hmm. Back to back books. Insane.
Beautiful.
But I genuinely, like, with applying for jobs, if they don't want me, that's their choice. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been so calm with all of it. It has truly, like, bled into my literally everyday actions. I have literally been consciously, when I'm doing something, like, does this feel good right now? Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, how could I make it feel good? Or is this something I just don't need to do right now? I'd feel good doing this later. That's like my constant thought process throughout the day. And I've just been going with it. Obviously, like, I like to make things convenient for myself. So for me, cutting up all three of my peppers when I needed a few peppers to put in my breakfast this morning worked out really well, because I would just be standing over the stove watching it cook anyways. Yeah. Like, I might as well actually keep myself occupied. And then I felt so relaxed doing it. Like, I think there's a joy. It's like a romanticizing of your life, which we've talked about before. Yes. Like, it's truly just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy, because I just don't think I've actually done that. Like, if somebody wanted to hang out and I didn't want to, Like, I actually finally think I'm in a place where I'd be like, not today. Like, maybe another day.
Yeah.
Maybe this day. Like, if I don't feel like that's, like, being social is, like, my thing that day, I won't do it.
Yeah.
And it's super strange because I feel, I always had this assumption that I should. I need to, like, it's going to be good for me. But is it?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just forcing it?
Yeah.
You know, like it's different.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool, like, kind of like going back, but you talking about the stress thing, you know, not everybody, but I feel like most and like the, even the content I've consumed is like, you shouldn't be stressed out in life, but that's like the furthest thing from the truth. That's actually like being an adult, you are always going to be subjected to stress, and it's usually just how you can handle it and how you can sit with it and how you can cope with it and like manage it. Like you got to manage stress. You know what I'm saying? Cause I used to think even like a couple months ago, I'm like, I'm not supposed to be stressed out at all. I'm way too stressed out. But the issue was that how I was managing it, you know, stress would come up and I'd be like, I'm not supposed to be stressed out. Get away, stress. You know, I wasn't managing it. I wasn't dealing
with those. For sure.
Yeah. I wasn't dealing with those emotions, which it's a privilege to be stressed out. It's a privilege to be, you know, stressed out about certain things. With mindset, for me, a biggest thing, like the bigger thing I'm trying to do is like limit overstimulation. Because I realize when we're overstimulated, like constantly scrolling, X, Y, or Z, like your nervous system's in a fight or flight. You know what I'm saying? So what I've really been trying to do is like nervous system work and seeing when I'm feeling overwhelmed or like when I'm feeling overwhelmed to pick up my phone and scroll on TikTok, just like sitting there, you know, and thinking, like, what am I overwhelmed and running from? And, you know, I make protein donuts during the week, and I actually have just been making them in complete silence lately. One day I had a podcast on, but, like, mostly I've just been allowing my thoughts to, like, think or for me to daydream or whatever the hell my brain wants to do in that time because whatever conversations I have with myself, whatever. It's just interesting. I'm like, wow, this is a great talk. I'm happy we did this. You know what I'm saying? It's something, especially with somebody who has a very active mind and is up in my head a little bit too much. It's just something to allow all those thoughts to get out for me. And another thing I've been implementing at the end of the day for like my mindset is a little journaling, like what did I do today for myself to show myself love, you know? And then I write down, well, I did this, you know, giving myself praise for the little things because again, as somebody who is an athlete, a competitor in business, I usually brush across the little things every day that, you know, people might be thinking, that's awesome that you do that. But I'm like, no, it's just normal. You know what I'm saying? So that's a huge thing I'm doing, as well. And then also setting timers for things I don't want to do when things feel like a lot to me. I'm like, hey, we're just going to set this 10-minute timer. Let's do this for 10 minutes. And then usually when that timer goes off, I'm like, you know what? I'm actually feeling really good about this task. I'm going to finish it up. And then I set a 10-minute timer for social media. I'm like, okay, you've earned 10 minutes to scroll and fucking decompress or relax or whatever, mindlessly do stuff. When that timer goes off, like we have to hit another task. So that's kind of how I've been doing my mornings. Because in the morning they say you're more productive. So I've been trying to get like just build tasks in the morning, like my non-negotiables, like even at the club. My list of like to-dos, quotation marks, or get to-dos, or to build my business, like the everyday things I need to do in my planner, I've been doing and like I set 10 minutes for, because I was listening to Andy Frisella and he's like, if you do all your non-negotiables, if you just do the things you need to do, he's like, you can have the rest of the day to dick around or whatever. But he's like, if I'm not completing my critical task every single day at the end of the night, he's like, then you're not getting it done. So that's a huge thing I've been doing too with those timers. It just helps me like do that. And like, it takes a lot of pressure off of me because I don't know. I feel so pressured to get, you know, it just feels so big when you have a task. You're like, oh, that feels like a lot of work. I just like don't want to do it. I want to put it off. I'm like, well, if you have this 10-minute timer, usually you can get stuff done within 10 minutes relatively. You know what I'm saying? If you're completely focused and depending on the task or whatever you're doing. But it's just something to help me get over that hump of procrastinating and putting things off is like the timers, and they're great. And one day I literally finished all my stuff within like 2 hours and I'm like, okay, you literally can do like, if you want to scroll on social media, I mean, you can. I'm like, you can like do this, you can do that, or, you know, like I had the rest of the day to like obviously serve customers, do other stuff, but also, like, oh, if I felt like drawing that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I allowed myself to do whatever the hell I wanted as long as my critical tasks were being done. You know?
Yeah. I actually was just listened to one of Mel Robbins' podcasts yesterday when I was in the sauna. And hers was talking about the decision. There's like a...
Are you talking about like the 5-4-3-2-1 method?
No. Mm. That's a great method though too. Yeah. That helped me get out of bed a few mornings. Yeah. I'll tell you that. But I've always done that. I'm like, no, bitch, get the fuck out of bed. Yeah. No, it's like, so you, the average person makes like, what was it, like 35,000 decisions every day? Because a decision is something as simple as, do I get up now? Do I grab my phone now? Do I turn off the alarm right now? Do I leave that going on? Putting, like, what am I going to wear? Do I wear these pants? Do I wear these? Do I eat this? Do I eat now? Do I eat later? All those are decisions that we make.
Subconsciously,
yeah. Some are super simple. Mm-hmm. Some are super not so simple.
Yeah.
Like the tasks or things that we want to do. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of talking about how she has set up her... Like she, like every night she prepares herself for the next day, of course, mm-hmm. like putting her workout clothes on the floor so she doesn't have to step, like, you're not gonna just step over them, you're gonna put them on.
Correct.
Things like that where your best decision making is in the morning.
Correct. Oh, it's, yes.
And then it's, oh, it's a decision fatigue.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I watched that one too.
And, she was explaining how at night, why would you want to go work out? Why would you want to go and do all this extra stuff that's, like, hard? And so that's why, like, for me, I've been like, okay, like, obviously, I want to get all of my... I try to get all of my, like, actual, like, to-do things. Like, for me, like, the 75 hard to-dos and then every, like, little things. Like, if I had to, you know, cook that day or wash dishes or something. If I have to do another task that I have planned... I want to get it done sooner than later because I know that for me, when it's rounding 6 o'clock, I know it's still light out, but to me, that's starting to be bedtime.
Correct.
Bedtime's around 8:30. I know that I only have 2 hours left in my day, which is a long time, but I also know that I need to relax. Mm-hmm. I know I need to give myself some space and I need to give myself that like just genuine like mental break.
Yeah.
So I will allow like things I'll like let myself do later is read because mm-hmm. reading, I use it as an excuse to not have my, not have my phone on me, you know? Yeah. So allowing that. And so reading takes literally 20 minutes. Sometimes if it's a yoga day, I'll do my yoga. If that's like right before bed, I'll do like a nice stretch before bed.
Yeah.
And I'll sometimes tag team yoga with reading, like certain poses. If I'm just like laying there, I can easily read a few pages in there. I allow the easier things to get done when I have the less brain capacity to do them.
Correct.
If I know that, like, I have to do, like, some cleaning or some cooking or something I don't want to do at that point, mm-hmm. I try to force myself to do it while I'm already up and moving from work. And I come home and it's because the second I sit on my couch.
Yep.
And pull out my phone and start la-di-da-da-da, 20, 30, 40, sometimes an hour goes by and I go, bitch, you haven't done shit.
No, literally.
And now you have an hour left, like, now you don't have that whole hour that you could have been doing XYZ stuff.
Correct.
And now everything's crunched. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think that I do try to, like, in the beginning of the day, actually the night before, I will literally tell myself, okay, this is my workout. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to kind of do it. And I go from there because if I can go to bed at an early enough time, I can wake up at my 3:30, like I normally do, get a workout in and then continue my day.
Correct.
Like doing all the hard shit first. There's a reason that people and so many influencers have said that works, mm-hmm. you know? Back to what you said about the, like, doing things with no background noise, dude. Yeah. I have also been doing silent stuff.
Wow.
It's crazy. I have been told for a long time that I'm always in my head, valid, and I'm an overthinker.
Valid. 100%. Yep.
100%. I started going on I don't know who I listened to. I don't know if it was, maybe it was Andy. Maybe it was. I just remember someone saying to raw dog your outside walk, as meaning like, don't have music, don't have a podcast, just walk. And I used to do that, and then I started putting, like, my headphones in.
That's so funny, because you told, I was raw dogging my outdoor workouts.
I love us saying
and
that.
And then you told me that you were listening to podcasts and shit, and then I was like, bro, I should do that, because I felt like, I'm like, maybe I'm lacking, because I'm like, I'm not listening to podcasts, like, I felt like I should have been doing more. But so, it's way better in silence.
Honestly, I go through phases. So sometimes I'll do the podcast. Like, I think that I just go by what I need that day. So some days I have, like, recently I've been very stressed with, like, finding jobs and doing all that stuff where yeah. I have my brain so worked
mm-hmm.
all the time. The problem is that when I first started doing the, like, when 75 Hard first started, I was doing the workouts and then, or like the walks, and I was like raw dogging it, nothing, no headphones, no music, no nothing. And I just sat in my thoughts the whole time and it was hurting me. Mm-hmm. So I started listening to music and podcasts to give myself something to focus on.
Yeah.
Because of that, I felt much better. I was out of my emotions more. And I think Leo said that I was just always, like, mentioned how, like, he was just so in his emotions. He would always just think of being in his emotions and, like, needing to get out of his emotions. Like, you can think about a situation, but you have to be out of your emotions to do it yeah. correctly. And I realized that I was just always in my emotions. I was never actually thinking positive, like, I was thinking positively, but I'd be running through situations that have happened to me in my head.
Yep.
And how much it pissed me off and how I felt about it and all stuff. I was stuck in my fucking emotions. And I realized that I needed to get out of that. So I started like listening to podcasts, stuff like that. And I feel like I finally have gotten to a place where I'm not stuck in emotions. I'm mm-hmm. stuck. I'm not stuck. Shit. I'm not fucking stuck. That's crazy.
Good.
Didn't think I'd be able to say that. But I'm not stuck. I'm just, I can go on walks now and I just think about, I look outside. I just look. Sometimes I don't even have a thought. Sometimes my thoughts are, wow, just kind of chilly. Oh, wow.
Kind of cold out.
I'm kind of warm. I'm kind of getting hot up in this coat right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can't wait to get sunglasses. Like, I'll just, like, I literally just, like, little things that just have nothing to do with emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what's going on. Or I'll be like, okay, when I get home, what do I want to do? What do I want to cook? How do I want to play the rest of this day out? You know? Like, those are such healthy thoughts. And I just feel like I have missed all of that. Like, I feel like I am 24 years old and I don't think I've ever had opportunity to have healthy thoughts. And it's mind blowing to me how easy it was to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't feel like I had to go through this strenuous stuff to get to this place to mm-hmm. be able to clear my mind. But I got here somehow. Don't know how it started, but I'm here now. And,
started from the bottom, but we're here.
But like, that's, it's genuinely helped me so much. Like, I'll sometimes still listen to a podcast mm-hmm. or I'll sometimes still, listen to some music. It's just kind of whatever I feel. Like, if I feel like, no, I want to jam out, I'm gonna jam out.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel like I just want to have nothing going on, I will raw dog it.
Yeah.
If I feel like I really want to like hear some motivation or I'll listen to church on my walk.
Yeah.
If I missed it, like today I missed it. So I'm going to have to either watch it later tonight or maybe on my walk on mm-hmm. Monday or today, I guess I can, go and like listen to it. Just like something like just motivating. Like I don't want to like listen to anything crazy. I just like a lot calmer.
Yeah.
It's so strange. I'm such a chaotic person normally. So like for me to be calm all the time is
a 10 out of 10 W.
I know.
From 75 Hard, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, it definitely had an impact, obviously. Yeah,
absolutely.
Can't dock that.
Literally. And we're 1 week out, literally from today or from
yesterday.
Saturday? From yesterday. Yeah, Saturday.
Next Sunday, we'll be done.
And you guys will hear all about our experience with it.
From top to bottom.
Literally. And how, you know, how the cookie crumbles.
Can't wait to fucking eat a cookie, bro.
That was like being prep. I'm like, I just want a fucking donut, bro. Like, just give me a donut.
The first thing I craved was a fucking yellow, like just a donut, a custard donut with chocolate frosting. That's what I want.
We could get you one.
It's the chocolate frosting for me.
You want to go to KT and get one?
Dude, literally, I would. Like, I'm going to be honest, I don't need anything fancy. I will literally take a $2 donut from Quick Trip.
A $2 donut.
No, I have a bunch of stuff in my freezer. I have chocolates up in my freezer. That's I have so a funny. Cupcake in my freezer. I have one of my coworkers for her birthday made cake balls.
Ooh.
I have one of the cake balls in my freezer.
Yum. That all sounds amazing.
Cannot wait to devour it.
Literally. Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed our podcast on Low Mindset today and some shifts that we had. And we look forward to seeing you. Not seeing you. Why do I always say that?
You always say that.
I don't know. I think it's because I work at my nutrition club. I'm like, see you next time.
Okay, Quick Trip.
Yeah, that's what people be saying. I'm like, I don't even go into Quick Trip. I just know I'm going to see them again. But whatever. We look forward to chatting with y'all next Sunday as you hear about, you know,
life.
Yeah, 75 hard and what's up and how we made it through it.
Can't wait to be sipping on a freaking coffee while doing it, too.
Yeah.
So, sugar coffee.
We hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.